You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for April 1996.
And welcome to yet another edition, that is the anniversary edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. I am Fred Bobby, sitting behind the gray ATM-25 in the Sheetrock Announce booth, and if you'd like to get in touch with us via snail mail, the address is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, care of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, that's L-I-M-A, 45802-5031. Our voicemail system is area code 419-228-4199. The fax number, 419-221-1609. And our internet address is gnbc at alpha, that's A-L-P-H-A, dot wcoil, that's W-C-O-I-L.com. And be sure to visit our webpage at http://wcoil.com. Look for my name and the DX Audio Service. We've got a full-packed front edition here, so I'm going to just throw it to Jerry Starr with a look at the AM Switch.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch right out of the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. Before we get to the information on the Switch today, we'll start with a short editorial comment. Virtually all the FCC information you hear here in AM Switch or get from any other FCC information source, such as M Street Journal or Broadcasting, is based on these vital notices from the FCC called public notices. Well, now, in a money-saving move, at least they claim that's what it is, the FCC has limited the information they provide in the public notices. Details of broadcasting applications or grants are now limited to what they call the nature of the application or grant. So that means that no longer will we know that, for instance, WXXX was granted a power increase to 50,000 watts, and no longer will we know that WYYY is applied to move to 1020 kilohertz. Here's what we get now in the public notices. Try this on for size. WXXX receives a grant to, quote, change power, end quote. That's it. It's all the information we have. They don't tell us what power. This information isn't provided in the public notices anymore. WYYY requests a frequency change to what frequency, with what power and antenna mode will again. The public notices don't tell us anymore. They don't even provide bare-bones information like raise power or reduce power rather than just change power. So where does this leave those of us who need this information for the pursuit of our hobby interests? Well, our options are actually pretty few, but here's something you could try. Every member of the NRC and the audio service who finds this information useful in any way should take the time to write a letter to their congressman protesting this decision by the commission. Now, there are instances when a single well-written letter has initiated action that ultimately brings results. And don't assume that somebody else will do it. Write that letter today, because without this information coming from the FCC, there is no other source of this information. I personally am going to meet with my representative in April to lodge my complaints, and if everyone writes a letter to their congressman, maybe we can get something changed. Of course, maybe we can. If we can't, we'll just have to live with what little information they'll give us. Let's move on to the information we have on hand, reference number 382 this month, and we'll start with call letter changes. Fortunately, the FCC is still providing these, although, if they're following the same line, we can see a day when they will simply say, apply us to change call letter, and not tell us what the new call will be. That's probably next. Call letter changes on 630, KNRC, Reno, Nevada becomes KHIT. 900 WINF, Staunton, Virginia changes back to WKDW. 930 WRRF, Washington, North Carolina becomes WDLX. Also on 930, KZTA, Yakima, Washington becomes KJOX. On 970, WVAO in Waynesboro, Virginia, they take up the call, WINF, the call that Staunton, Virginia just dropped. On 1150, WONG, Canton, Mississippi becomes WTLY. 1230, WIPW, Easton, Pennsylvania, going back to their former call of WEEX. 1260, KAFX, Dybul, Texas, becomes KSML. On 1270, WORX, Madison, Indiana, changing to WXGO. 1320, WWWB, Greensboro, North Carolina, becomes WTCK. Also on 1320, KSMX in Walla Walla, Washington, changing to KGDC. 1380, WAYZ, Waynesboro, Pennsylvania, becomes WHGT. 1440 KOPA Scottsdale, Arizona becomes WSLX. 1480 KKIS, Concord, California, changing to KRHT. And on 1490 KAON, Gunnison, Colorado, becomes KPKE. Two new stations have been applied for, but from the new FCC, we have virtually no information on them. This is really handy. On 1160, an application for a new station in Clare, Kona, Florida. Now, we do know that this application challenges the license renewal of an existing station, WKFL 1160 in Bushnell, Florida. Also, a new station has been applied for on 1180 in Payne, Georgia. And once again, courtesy of the new FCC, we have no information on that station. Power? Don't know. Daytime, nighttime? Don't know. That's it. Applications from existing facilities on 860, KARS in Berlin, New Mexico, wants to add an experimental synchronous transmitter. Of course, where that will be, we don't know. 1490 WBCB, Levittown, Pennsylvania, would also like to add an experimental synchronous transmitter at a mystery location. 1520 WKZQ in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, they reapply to move to 1450 kilohertz. That will be 1,000 watts day and night in a U1 antenna if approved. One grant of interest on 1080 KRYT in Edwardsville, Illinois. This station has been granted full time by adding 337 watts at night. They previously held a construction permit for full time. That was never put into effect and was ultimately canceled by the FCC. It has now been reinstated, and the power at night has been raised slightly to 337 watts. The antenna will be U4. Moving on to otherness. And as a preamble to otherness, recently Wayne Heined, who is in charge of the NRC Log Project, recently downloaded the very latest FCC database, and we found a number of stations are now missing from that database. Some of these stations have been known to have been silent for a long time. A few others we thought were still operating, but evidently these stations have all been either canceled or deleted. And when we get to one of those stations, we'll make a note of that, and we'd really appreciate it if one of these stations in question is in your area. If you could send us your first-hand observations as to the condition of this station, we'd really appreciate it. Starting on 6:30 in otherness, we find that CKRC in Winnipeg, Manitoba is moving to 99.9 FM. They'll continue to operate their AM for a few more months, and then will surrender their permit for the AM facility. 7:30 WACE, Chicopee, Massachusetts, now relaying the programming from WROL, the religious format station in Boston, on 950. 740 WRWB, Harrogate, Tennessee, this silent station is back on the air. 800 WDSC, Dillon, South Carolina, the station is silent. The lights are out. A sign on the studio door simply says closed. 810 WNSI, Jacksonville, Alabama, this silent station has returned to the air. 850 KGKO, Benton, Arkansas, one of those stations missing from the database. If you live in that area, let us know what you know about that station. On 920, KCPL, Olympia, Washington, is silent. 1040, CKST, Vancouver, British Columbia, another Canadian station requesting a move to FM and will surrender their AM permit if that move is approved. 1050, KTEZ, in Slayton, Texas, another station now missing from the database. Live in that area? Let us know. 1060, WPHC, Waverly, Tennessee. We told you last month this station was operating on a very abbreviated schedule of just several hours a day. They are back to their full operating schedule, most of the time relaying 105.1 FM, other times just tracking CDs. 1070, WKII, Port Charlotte, Florida. In your NRC log, you'll find the city of license for this station listed as Solana, Florida. Well, the permit to move to Solana was allowed to expire and was never used. The station remains in Port Charlotte, so you might want to make that change in your log. 1090 WSLG, Gonzales, Louisiana, another missing station from the database. Let us know if you have any information on that one. Here's an interesting story on 1110 WPMZ, East Providence, Rhode Island. They have dropped their night operation. Their antenna mode now becomes D3. Here's the story. WPMZ has been operating full-time with 250 watts at night for at least the last 10 years, but it turns out they never had a full-time license. After operating for quite a few years without a permit, they evidently requested a special temporary authority for full-time operation back in 1993 and claimed to have received verbal permission to continue doing that. However, this STA was never formally issued. They continued to operate at night without apparent authorization. Now, according to a member of the NRC who has been a chief engineer for a number of Rhode Island stations, this situation went unchallenged for many years until WPMZ changed to a Spanish format. When that happened, the existing Spanish operation in the market made a protest to the FCC, and the FCC immediately issued a cease and desist order. We're sure there'll be more to this story, but right now WPMZ is back to being daytime only as they are currently authorized. Another interesting note on 1110, as you know, WCKO in Norfolk, Virginia is silent. They still are. However, the two other stations that were relaying WCKO's programming, WCKN on 1270 and WCOO on 1380, are still carrying that programming, which still includes WCKO Norfolk in the three-station hourly ID. All very strange. 1150 WTLY in Canton, Mississippi. This station was silent for quite a long time under the call WONG. They are now back on the air. 1160 WMVI, Mechanicville, New York. After silence for about 3 years, they are back on the air. 1190 WDCS, Cobleskill, New York. This silent station also has returned to the air. On 1200 WNSW in Brewer, Maine, the FCC canceled the permit for this station and deleted the call. Well, they filed to have it reinstated, and of course the FCC rolled over and did exactly that. So this station is on the list once again, 10,000 watts day and night, a U3 antenna. It's still a construction permit for a station that has not yet actually been built. 1300 WJSH in Terre Haute, Indiana. This station is silent. There's a sign in the front door of the station that said it was closed and that relevant parties would be contacted by a corporate attorney. On 1340 WHGS in Holton, Maine, we have been questioning the existence of this station. According to our records, it was deleted quite a few years ago. However, the M Street Journal directory continues to list it as an active station. Well, we have confirmed from the owner of that station that the AM license was turned in 1994. The station now operates as an FM only. 1370 WKFD, Wickford, Rhode Island. Last year, we had information from this station that they were expected to return to the air in fall of 1995. As it happened, this station is still silent. 1400 CFYR in Whitecourt, Alberta. They will move to 96.7 and turn off their AM station. 1420 CKTL in Pliceville, Quebec will move to 95.7 and surrender their AM station permit. 1430 KTYN, Minot, North Dakota is silent. 1450 WNAT, Natchez, Mississippi. This silent station has returned to the air. Also on 1450 WCLM, Highland Springs, Virginia. Another silent station back on the air. 1470 WBUL, Shepherdsville, Kentucky. Here's another one missing from the current database. If you live around there, let us know what you know. 1480 KNTB, Lakewood, Washington is silent. 1490 CBDQ, Labrador City, Newfoundland, moves to 96.3 and surrenders the permit for their AM station. And on 1490 CJMC in St. Anne, Quebec, moves to 103 and also surrenders their AM license. 1510 WXVX, Monroeville, Pennsylvania. This silent station only off for a few weeks. They are back on the air. 1520 WHOW, Clinton, Illinois, appears to be silent. 1540 WADK in Newport, Rhode Island. Several trades reported this station as silent. However, it is on the air, or should we say still on the air, except for a few hours of downtime recently. It has never been silent. This is from a member of the NRC who reports that he can see the lights on the WADK tower from his listening post, so he should know. On 1580 WDMF, Knoxville, Tennessee, this station is silent following a fire. No word as to when that will return. And finally, a programming note on 1600 WTZQ in Hendersonville, North Carolina. They are now relaying the programming from the 1310 station in Asheville, North Carolina, WISE. That'll do it for this time. Let's go from the cold to the hot. Here's John Bowker.
Well, thanks a lot, Jerry. Sorry we missed you guys on your Florida swing, but we can understand the race car circuit certainly was exciting this year. I can say. Hey, before we bring you the concluding part of the 1320 tape on today's travelogue, I must tell you I owe a response and an apology to so many people who've sent in tapes to the travelogue. I've just not been able to respond for nearly 6 weeks. But if it's any consolation, I have a stack of tapes. Oh, there's one from Skip Dabelstein. I see the postmark here is in Minnesota, and Adam Bouvier in Saskatchewan, Tom Sanders in Michigan, Mike Lance down in Miami Beach, and Fred Bobie in Ohio. And, oh dear, I'm only afraid I missed someone, but these are all just great additions to the travelogue, and I'm most appreciative, and I'm so sorry we just haven't been able to get around to being cordial in receiving them. Okay, now, today we want to wrap up 1320 for you. and with some great ideas from Ohio to the Pacific Coast, in fact. Now, last month, when we were so rudely interrupted by the clock, we were in Lancaster, Ohio. Let's pick it up at that point.
We've got news next over WHOK, Lancaster, Ohio. It's 3 o'clock.
Gerald Bentley. Mutual Black Network News.
And then last year, about 30 miles away from Lancaster,
the station you depend on for news, weather, and sports, Fairfield County's News Authority, 1320 WLOH, Lancaster.
AP Network News, good morning. I'm Larry Brown. The polls will be opening 2 hours from now in Columbia.
I wish it had been closer, like 15 miles or so. But now, here's Stephanie.
Well, that's all for today on the WILS Smart Shopper. Thank you for being with us, and we'll see you again tomorrow at 11 a.m. with Brad and I. My name is Stephanie, and have a good day.
You're listening to Mid-Michigan's Choice for Classic Country.
The home of real country music.
Classic Country, 1320 WILS AM, Lansing.
All right, we'll push our luck now a little bit and go even further north into the cold upper peninsula of Michigan.
North Road with a Happy Days theme. Tickets are $5 per family, $2 per adult alone. This is WDMJ Marquette.
Now an update from ABC News. I'm Bill Deal.
Okay, Bill. Well, we're going to dip down into Illinois for this next 1320 station break.
Network News. Good morning. I'm Camille Bohannon. For the first time since NATO began bombing Bosnian Serb positions, it admits it may have possibly killed or wounded Bosnian civilians.
And next, from the center of Wisconsin.
Ann Murray, and you needed me. From WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, it's now 9 a.m., and CBS News covers the world next.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
And from the hill country west of Duluth, Minnesota.
A classic from James Taylor on your classic, fantastic summer station, 1320 KOZY. Good morning. It's 11 o'clock, time for ABC News.
1320 KOZY Grand Rapids.
News, I'm Catherine Cowdery. South Florida is being flooded with refugees from Cuba and Haiti.
That's Grand Rapids, Minnesota, of course. Now, this next station is in the southeasterly suburb section of Des Moines, Iowa. Far enough out, it doesn't really show up in the market of Des Moines, by the way. And this is how their 500 watts sound.
AM 1320, FM 92.1, this is Jesse Smith. I gotta go. So I guess I'll catch you tomorrow. Whoa, what was that? I'll catch you tomorrow, say, 5-ish. That's when it'll be on again. And be sure to listen to Greg tomorrow morning and Jeff and all that good kind of stuff. See you later.
This is AM 1320 and the new 92.1 FM Knoxville Pella. As we sign off for this broadcast day, the staff at KNIA-KRLS would like to extend our appreciation for your listenership. We invite you to join us again tomorrow morning at 5 for the latest information, weather, and musical entertainment. Have a safe and pleasant evening.
This is AM 1320 KNIA. And FM 92.1, KRLS, Knoxville, Pella.
Okay, you got to remember now, that's all in Iowa. And see if you can catch the name of this next town. It's another one in Iowa.
The markets, and I'm Dick Marshall reporting on the Brownfield Network.
This is KMAQ AM 1320 on your dial in Macocota, Iowa. Our time approaching 1 o'clock. Current temperature at last check was 74 degrees. We'll give it our updated look and let you know what our current temperature is after our news, which is next. From the USA Radio Network in Dallas, Texas, it's 1 o'clock.
Now, that Iowa city is Maquoketa, and it's a few miles south of Dubuque, by the way, which is where we were when we made that tape a couple of years ago. But for this next station break, we stood under the giant stainless steel arch on the banks of the Mississippi River.
Your joy of faith in Christ will find great company here on Christian Family Radio, KSIB Clayton.
Stay tuned for the Radio Bible class at 7, How Can I Live at 7:15, and the Word for Today at 7:30.
You know, I remember having driven all day through the pouring rain the entire length of Oklahoma, all the way from Amarillo, Texas, and then stopping at the state line of Arkansas for this next 1320 station.
The news is next on The Larry King Show. Don't forget, among the guests on the next Larry King Show, we'll meet Susan Harjo and we'll talk about Native Americans' views of America. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
The one you can depend on. News Talk, 1320 KWHN, Fort Smith.
And tucked into the northwest corner of Louisiana, about 8 miles from Arkansas and only 1 mile from the Texas state line, is...
That is Gold City. His grace is sufficient for me. This hour, song of inspiration. You're in tune to KNCB Radio, Vivian, Louisiana. The correct time is 11 o'clock. It's time now for all the latest news from the Associated Press Radio Network.
AP Network News, I'm Adrienne Mattill. At the Susan Smith trial, the prosecution has finished its case and the defense is now probing Smith's troubled past in an effort to spare her life.
Our monthly Spanish lesson comes next.
Ricardo Montaner, el tema Déjame Llorar. Son las dos en Radio 13.
KXYZ, Radio 13. KXYZ, Houston.
Okay, and now the home of the Western Trails Museum, just a couple of hours west of Oklahoma City.
The show every Monday at 6:15 p.m. right here on Sports Radio.
Sports Radio is 6:40 a.m. WWLS, Moore, Norman, Oklahoma City, 15:30 a.m. KXTD, Wagner, Tulsa, Muskogee, and 13:20 a.m. KXOL, Clinton, Weatherford.
Which is where we were.
CBS News, I'm Mike Pulsifer. Iraqi troops are still surrounding a United Nations inspection team in Baghdad.
We're going to start moving north now, here in the Kansas City suburbs.
Now, an update on the latest news and weather for Northeast Kansas. From KLWN Lawrence.
At 11 o'clock, it's cloudy, 41 degrees. Time for the latest news from the AP Network. AP Sports at 11:05.
And another hop, skip, and a jump toward Canada.
KELO, AM 1320, Sioux Falls. It's sunny and 51. Forecast for today, sunny, high of 82. Good morning, I'm Chad McKenzie with Kettleland Radio News, and the hour time is 8 o'clock.
Okay, our final move up to the north, at least on this part of the trip, takes us up to Minot, North Dakota. Now, Fred, I know this is part of your countryside. Back in early February, it was, what, minus 45 degrees, did they say, in Minot? What can I tell you? So I thought you'd like to hear this weather report.
Right now, it's partly cloudy, 56 degrees. Williston has 57, Bismarck 63, and Devil's Lake 54. You're listening to KHRT, Minot. It's 12 o'clock. News is next.
USA Radio Network News. This is Eric Rinderly. He saw the end of the Cold War and guided allied nations through the bitter chill of it.
Bitter chill of it. That's appropriate, I have to admit. Well, anyway, this 1320 in this next city has been a series of achievements and failures alternating, and here's some of that history on tape. This first call sign is the starts our sequence in Salt Lake City.
Just a couple of minutes after 3 o'clock, KBUG Salt Lake City, Ogden, and stereo. 1320 K-Bug and Pat Gray, good afternoon.
Now, that one comes from 1985, but let's face it, with call letters like that, no one wanted them in their home or their car, KBUG. So they merged with another station and sounded like this in 1992.
KCNR Headline News, AM 860, Salt Lake City, and AM 1320, KCPX, Salt Lake City. Utah's only all-news station, CNN Headline News.
Headline news, I'm Chuck Roberts. War news leads the pack today. Heavy fighting has broken out in the Bosnian capital of Sarajevo.
Oh, boy. And when we were there in 1995, we recorded this ID.
Have you heard of that?
No. Lisa, I hate to do this. We got to go to the news, dear.
Okay.
Okay, call me again. I appreciate it. My name is Todd Herman.
More of Todd Herman right after ABC News. This is Super Talk 1320. KCNR Salt Lake, Ogden, Provo. It's 9 o'clock. From ABC News, I'm John Belmont. Ruby Ridge Revisited.
This is an American tragedy.
Well, okay, let's swing to the west now. Here's a 500-watt signal just 43 airline miles from another 1320 station in Southern California.
News is next. This is KHSJ in Hemet.
Okay, and from the desert of California up to Fresno County.
This is KQIQ, 1320 AM and KQYZ, 104.9 FM, Limor, California. Están escuchando a KQIQ, 1320 AM y KQYZ, 104.9 FM, desde Limor, California.
Now, let's go back down the coast of California for a minute to Oceanside, not far from San Diego, but more importantly, this is the other station in Southern California at 1320, 43 miles away from that station in Hemet we heard just a moment ago. There is a range of hills between them, but they both operate directionally, of course, with only 500 watts. Gee whiz, 43 miles is not a lot of miles.
The country you love on KUDE Oceanside.
Okay. That recording was made in 1985, by the way. This next one was done just 3 years ago.
The new Magic 102, KGMG FM and AM Oceanside, San Diego's classic hit.
Up in the state capital, we have in Sacramento the signals you would have heard back up until about 1990.
Sounded so good. Solid gold memories on AM Stereo 1320 KGNR, Sacramento. A service of Tribune Broadcasting.
And since then, this has been this 1320 sound in Sacramento.
Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana. Oh, sweet home.
You're listening to Sunny 1320, KCTC, Sacramento. A service of Tribune Broadcasting Company.
I'm Mark Willis in the news this hour. Floodwaters continue to rise in southwest Georgia.
And up in Oregon, there have been some identity changes.
KZAM FM Cresswell and KZAM Springfield Eugene. KZAM FM is rebroadcast on K272CL, Eugene Springfield.
95.3 and 102.3 FM, plus AM 1320, Kazam.
And that call sign changed in 1990.
Station in the nation. C-Rock 1320, KHNN, Springfield, Eugene.
Less than 1 hour from now, the truck man's got the flood. 215 to 1150 Pacific. Let's check it out. Straight ahead. Jeff left, Guns N' Roses. Bon Jovi, Nirvana. 7-Eleven. Nothing but a good time. It's Poison on Z-Rock.
Okay, and our most westerly station this month is on the Pacific Coast in the state of Washington.
Co-workers on a postcard to KXRO Cinnamon Roll Call. P.O. Box 47, Aberdeen, 98520.
Your home of the Mariners, 1320 KXRO, Aberdeen.
Radio News, I'm Paul Henderson. The aircraft carrier USS John F. Kennedy has cut short a port call in the Virgin Islands and put out to sea so quickly that many crew members were left behind.
Oh, man. Hey, that must be tough, to be left on the Caribbean island like that. And finally, for this 1320 frequency, just to keep our Canadian listeners from thinking we've ignored them for too long, probably, here's a 25-year-old cut recorded from Jarry Park. That's the historic baseball stadium in Montreal.
CJSO, la radio intercité à Sorel.
Okay, well now let's see. Next month we're going to be ripping off a piece of the 1330 stations from all across the land. I can't wait, because there are some great IDs waiting for you, and some of them are actually in English. But between now and then, here is your announcer speaking.
And I'm here to tell you that Jim Snowbarger will not be with us on this edition. It seems that this is an April edition of the DX Audio Service, which means...
April! You guys shut up. I'm trying to do a band scan here. You may not have heard of it, but this is the column where we take a look up as well as down our beloved AM radio band from just darn near everywhere. Last month on the audio service, I thought I sounded like I was on fast speed, didn't you?
I sounded kind of like this.
Well, I don't know whether the cassette machine I use to distribute these is slow or whether Fred's intentionally trying to make me sound like a weenie or what, but I want to set the record straight.
I have the voice of a real man and quite normally sound like this.
All right, are we all straight on that?
Yes, sir.
Good, let's just keep that in mind as we go along here, shall we? Now, as you recall, last month we were over in Europe and I was sharing with you some radio notes from my journey to that part of the world, and I'm as anxious to come home as you are, so let's pick up where we left off and finish that up this month on the band scan from your DXAS. Nice to know that while in Europe you don't completely lose touch with the United States, although they weren't strong. Here's an outlet of the Voice of America on 1197, 300 kilowatts from Germany.
They said Mormons put the words of Young above the laws of Congress. They said the church had a secret organization to take the lives and property of those who questioned the power of the church.
Territorial officials resigned. They charged that the Mormons were in open rebellion against the federal government.
And of course, the Voice of America was quite audible on the 49-meter band.
By phone, by fax, or by internet. Here is your direct connection to the United States. This is Talk to America.
On 873 kilohertz, the Armed Forces Network was heard via their 150 kilowatt transmitter in Frankfurt, Germany. And Bruce Conti tells me that he recently logged this station at his QTH there in New Hampshire.
Secretary General Bruce has now proposed a new
And a couple of shortwave notes, if you don't mind, on 3955, a pretty good signal out of that 250 kilowatt BBC transmitter.
And at the front of the book, a large portrait of the king as a rather vacant-looking 50-year-old.
Quite so, old chap. Radio Canada International has a transmitter in England on 5995 kilohertz, which was quite audible.
Despite the possibility of a recession, the business community seems to be on the whole supportive.
Yes, strangely, of course, the Conservative government is very close to the financial community, and so far the business community is applauding the government.
The Christian Science Monitor was audible on 7510 via WSHB down in South Carolina.
That's letterbox at wshb.csms.com. Quite right.
Last time I left you with a riddle about the station on 49 meters with a really cool interval signal, it's Radio Vlaanderen International from Brussels, Belgium. There are a few frequencies in the 9 kilohertz standard that line up nicely with ours. And, of course, they are 540, 630, 720, 810, 900, 990, 1080, 1170, 1260, 1350, 1440, and 1530. 1530 is where you can hear Vatican Radio from Vatican City, the voice of the Catholic Church. And I heard them everywhere I was in Europe, as a matter of fact. Came in rather well, even up in Amsterdam. 300 kilowatt signal at night. They also had a daytime outlet on 1611, but I don't have either one of those on tape. The only English radio station in the Nice area was an FM station on 106.3 called Riviera Radio, actually transmits from Monaco. And they carry a lot of BBC news and, of course, music, both American and otherwise, and a lot of local affairs. But this station held a surprise for me. See if you know who this is.
It's 5:08 on the top of the clock information package, and that's time for the French and regional news with Siri Campbell, brought to you by Nice Etoile. Good evening, Siri.
Good evening, Neil.
Got a clue yet?
The top story is the labor unrest continues in its fourth day of...
It's 5:11 on the top of the clock information package, and that's time for the total weather report, land and sea. And the land side is brought to you by Nevada Bob's.
Golfers, for the largest selection of golf equipment at discount prices, come to Nevada Bob's Discount Golf Center, Mondelier.
The land side forecast calls for cloud cover tonight for the entire region, with overnight rain on the coast and snow as low as 500 meters tonight, with moderate north to northeasterly winds and an expected low of 4 to 6. And then on Friday, another perfect winter's day. Rain, snow in the mountains, strong easterly winds, and an expected high of 8 to 11. Right now, we're at 11, mostly cloudy, rainy, drizzly degrees here in the Principality.
Great weather for a working vacation, don't you think?
And the landside weather is brought to you by Nevada Bob's.
The marine weather, sponsored by Camper and Nicholson's Cunard Line.
The maritime weather forecast for Thursday overnight to Friday for 12 miles offshore, the Alp Maritime and the VAR calls for clouds and rain, with winds out of the north at 10 to 12 knots. The sea temperature is 15.5, and the sea condition will be calm with a barometric pressure of 1,012 and visibility 4 to 6 nautical miles. For West Corsica, the outlook is for mostly clear with northeasterly winds at 17 to 27 knots, moderate sea conditions, a barometric pressure of 1,016 and visibility excellent 5 to 10 nautical miles. And that's the maritime weather forecast, brought to you by Camper and Nicholson's Cunard Line. It's 5:14, and that's time to get the news from the world of finance from our master of finance, Derek Grant. Good evening, Derek.
Hello, Neil. Evening, everyone.
There's a clue.
Leading shares drifted lower.
I'm so happy that Luther Vandross covered that song. It shows part of his range that you don't hear in the diddly-bop-oo-dop-the-doo stuff that he normally does. Of course, originally from The Man of La Mancha, and the original single on it was done by Jack Jones in 1966 and then covered again by Richard Kiley as he portrayed the lead in that wonderful play, done again for us now by Luther Vandross, The Impossible Dream.
Riviera Rendezvous with Neil Myers.
Well, there you go. Neil Meyer of TalkNet fame. By golly, what do you know? Living and working on the Côte d'Azur down in the Riviera. Living proof that you never really do know. But he's doing a real nice job. The interviews I heard him do were very nicely done, and you just heard his treatment of the disc jockey thing, and... class act. My hat's off to you, sir. We didn't know. I think I lied to you during our February issue. I didn't tell you that next month we're going to Western New York State, courtesy of Tim Hendel. Join me for that. Will you see you next month, baby?
Until we meet again. Oh, yeah. I'm wishing you good, DX.
Just don't forget to have a good time.
Good time.
And you'll be fine.
See you later.
You're listening to the 50,000-watt clear channel voice of News Radio, WBZ Boston. News Radio, 1030. Your first choice. All day, every day.
And this is the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm Bruce Conti. If you recall, in the March edition of the DX Audio Service, Jim Snowbarger talked about the tones produced by your receiver when two signals on frequencies only a few kilohertz apart are picked up and demodulated. In general, as the receiver does its mathematical separation of the audio signal from the RF carrier of the desired broadcast, it will mistake another signal a couple kilohertz away as an audio signal of a couple kilohertz, thus producing a tone. So what's that got to do with WBZ? Well, as many of you know by now, Caribbean Christian Radio from the Turks and Caicos Islands has moved from 1020 kilohertz to 1025 kilohertz. Actually, it seems that they're floating around between 1024 and 1025. Anyhow, while it's not good for WBZ, Caribbean Christian Radio provides for a good example of the tones produced by a receiver when two stations are too close to each other in frequency. For the purposes of this demonstration, I'm going to use my car radio. What you're going to hear is the 5 kHz tone on WBZ at 1030 kHz, produced by the receiver, which is also picking up 1025 kHz. 5 kHz is the difference between 1030 and 1025 kHz.
Look for us in the White Pages under CORT. Grud Noise here, and it's your turn on BZ Radio.
It will be your turn right after we check in with Jack Williams on what's up on tonight's WBZ News 4 at 11. Then we'll get to your calls and back to Fred Biddle. Good evening, Jack.
Jim, now you shouldn't have any problem matching it up to 5 kilohertz on your tone generator. It's not a good scene here in the Boston area with BZ.
Mary Ellen Burns will have that story. Ever wonder what you can do to make...
Now, I would imagine that CBS Westinghouse is pretty upset with Caribbean Christian Radio these days. After all, when Caribbean Christian was on 1020, kilohertz, they were only interfering with sister station KDKA. Now on 1025 kilohertz, both Clear Channel pioneers, KDKA and WBZ, suffer. I'm only about 40 miles north of Boston, and WBZ, as you can hear, is basically unlistenable in the car due to the irritating tone. Okay, enough with the commentary. How about another example of a tone, or het as they are more commonly called, short for heterodyne. This time, the 1 kHz tone produced by the combination of WBAL on 1090 kHz and Talk Radio UK on 1089 kHz. Starting with 1089, listen for the 1053 and 1089 Talk Radio ID. Now I'll tune over to WBAL on 1090. This, of course, no longer on the car radio, but back in the DX shack on the low Europa receiver with phased wire antennas. You now hear the head on 1090, produced by the receiver also picking up 1089. And now I'll tune in WBAL a little better, and then go back from 1090 to 1089. You'll hear the WBAL ID, the nice 1 kHz head.
Right here on WBAL Radio 11.
And now we're back at 1089. There's any number of techniques that DXers use to eliminate these hets for clear reception of stations across the Atlantic or Pacific. Number one, a good directional antenna will reduce interference from undesired directions. For example, a loop antenna can be aimed for east-west reception to null interference from the north-south. A loop antenna is bidirectional, meaning that it'll receive signals from two directions at 180 degrees of each other, such as east and west. Phased antennas using either the LC tank or delay line methods, as documented in NRC technical reprints, will get you reception from a single direction. Your higher-end receivers also have features which enable you to remove interference from hets. High-quality IF filters, usually at 2 and 3.5 kHz, will limit the bandwidth of the demodulation for nice, tight tuning performance. Passband tuning allows you to tweak it even more, and many receivers also have audio notch filters, which allow you to selectively remove audio frequencies.
These are features you'll want to look for if interested in purchasing a DX receiver. The Drake R8A is perhaps the hottest DX receiver out there right now, although it'll set you back about $1,100. I've also seen used Drake R8s on the market for around $650, but if you're just starting out and not sure you want to spend that much money, then I'd recommend the Sony ICF2010 upgraded with Kiwa filters for DXing, which will run somewhere under $450 US. And that wraps up a look at Hetz. Thanks to Jim Snowbarger for the introduction to Hetz and his European bandstand. How about giving Fred a call on the Musings line and let us know if you're hearing any Hetz? And I have one more request. In the past year or so, since the International DX Report became a part of the DX Audio Service, DX from Eastern North America and radio in Europe have been featured. However, we have yet to hear samples of DX from the Pacific Coast. So your assignment, should you accept it, Left Coast DXers, is to send in cassette tape recordings of your DX reception. Send reports to Bruce Conti, 46 Ridgefield Drive, Nashua, that's N-A-S-H-U-A, Nashua, New Hampshire, postal code 03062-1174. Tapes will be returned if requested. I'll be looking forward to your reports. More next time on the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm Bruce Conti, 73s and good DX.
Epitone, please flip the tape to side two.
By the way, I wrote this, but I haven't read it now in about 3 weeks.
Hello, Fred. Well, this comes to you a little early because I'll be leaving for Florida, where the air is warm and the sun is shining and the beer is cold and the women are...
I know, it's a stinking cold. I have to get somebody in to do the liners here in the audio service. Get Barry White, you know.
This is the DX Audio Service for April 1996, baby.